morning in Pillsbury. Good morning in Perham, home of the Yellow Jackets. Thank you for making KFGO number one in the morning, number one all day long. The KFGO morning crew, Doug Lear, Bonnie Mastati, getting your Thursday, or as we like to call it, Friday Eve, set for you.
We've already been fighting over a flower song, and Doug wanted to play Tiptoe Through the Tulips, and I said, no, I don't want to hear that.
Is there ever anything about Tiny Tim? Is there anybody that ever said that we've heard too much Tiny Tim?
Probably like 40 years
Tiny
ago.
I bet if I owned a flower shop,
yeah,
that's what I would have piped in for my music, would be Tiny Tim Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
That's
all day
why
long.
You do not own a flower shop. But Jody Ramsey and Julie Schroer, they own Jeans, the Right Plant Place in Perham, Minnesota. They're one of the proud sponsors of Plant Talk with Dave DeCock on KFGO. And they're joining us this morning. Good morning to you, ladies.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking time to join us. We've been, you know, we're just looking for bright spots and positivity. And to me, I grew up in a greenhouse family. Nothing more beautiful than flowers. Tell us what things are looking like and smelling like inside Jeans, the Right Plant Place right now.
Well, we've gotten in a bunch of perennials in the last week. So we get shipments all the way through early May. So the greenhouse is already filling up. We've gotten some really nice stuff in. We'll get our first annuals in here hopefully later this week, things like cabbage and pansies and some things that can take it a little cooler yet because it's still not quite warm enough to put things outside. But and we're uncovering the plants that we had from last year, and a lot of those are looking really good too. So
when you say
when you go in the greenhouse, it smells like a greenhouse.
Love that smell. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? It's just such a wonderful smell,
yeah.
The flowers and the dirt and the plants and everything.
Oh, yeah.
When you mentioned shipments, where do your shipments come from? And is this pandemic, has that disrupted some of the chain, the shipping chain at all?
For our plants, not really yet, at least. We get some from Michigan. We get some from Illinois. We'll get one from Oregon in a couple of weeks here. All of those have come on time. They're having, you know, limited staff working too, but they're shipping things on time so far.
And we even get some shipments from the Netherlands.
Oh.
So, like, some of our lilies come from there. So even those, the shipments have not been impacted that we've seen from the coronavirus. Now, does that mean that we have not canceled anything? We have scaled back a little bit for this year, just not knowing, you know, if we would even be able to be open by the time we place some of those orders.
Right. We're visiting with Jody and Julie from Jeans, the Right Plant Place in Perham, Minnesota. Are you open year-round, or are you open for the season right now?
We are not. No, we close. Generally sometime in October or November when the snow flies, and then we open up the greenhouses at the beginning of April. So we have some of our staff, they're planting already now, but we don't officially open until May 1st.
May 1st. Okay. And do you anticipate opening May 1st or can't you? I'm not sure how it all works with the governor's order.
Well, the garden centers are on the essential business list for Minnesota. So because we sell vegetables and plants and seeds and things like that people can use for food. So we are planning to be open, you know, starting 7 days a week, May 1st. Now, we will change some things about our lot, and we're doing other things, you know, with regards to COVID-19. In April, we usually do have people come and shop, but, you know, we're not seeing a lot of that right now, other than people calling and doing some curbside pickup, which we're doing. For soil or seeds or things like that.
Are you seeing and hearing more interest this year with people being at home versus being busy with other work activities?
Yes, that we're anticipating that with people being at home for as long as they will have been by the time we open, I think people are going to be really anxious to get out. And gardening is such a wonderful hobby, just to relieve stress, you know. We have a wonderful new glove this year that has claws at the end that you're going to be able to just claw through the soil and take out some of your aggression.
And if we just posted on our Facebook page a little update about what we're doing and our upcoming season. And if the number of emojis people put in their comments is any indicator, gardening emojis or hooray emojis or whatever, I think people are definitely ready.
Excited.
Yeah, we exactly. Get it warmer here. Get out and dig around in the dirt. And you guys are right. Absolutely therapeutic. Do you guys think, Doug and I have been having these conversations off the air. Do you think maybe with the pandemic, you know, we're all trying to stock up on this and that, that more people might get into the growing and preserving their food this year?
I think that's a good possibility. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know where you're, what you've put on your food that way. So I think both vegetables and fruit, either fruit trees or raspberries, strawberries, anything like that, I think people are going to be really eager to involve themselves with that.
Mm-hmm. And to have their kids help out, too.
Yeah.
So have you had people asking if you'll maybe be providing delivery or other options during this new way of business?
Yes, we have had some inquiries about that. We've had people call or email us or post on our Facebook page. And we do plan to do that, particularly for local deliveries. So curbside pickup is certainly an option. We've had people already using that with picking up gift certificates and things. Local delivery will certainly do. And mail order. We've already sold some plants by mail to someone in southern Minnesota, for example. And I suspect we'll have more of that, perhaps, than we have for years if people aren't traveling quite as much. So,
yeah. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you over there at Jean's The Right Plant Place in Perham, phone number, website, Facebook, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Well, we are open now during the week, so our staff is there, so people can certainly call. That number is 218-346-4051. We are on Facebook as well, and email, rateplantplace@yahoo.com. Both of us can access that email, and people are able to get a hold of us that way as well.
Excellent. Jody and Julie, thank you for your time this morning. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. We're excited to get our plant on. That's Jody and Julie from Jean's The Right Plant Place in Perham, Minnesota. You'll often hear them, one of the proud sponsors of Plant Talk with Dave DeCock that we carry right here on KFGO. I'm excited to get out there and get my flowers.
Absolutely.
Well, get my flowers and then get my flowers planted.